This is a Bekiyas recording from Maseches Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So we were in the middle of the story of Rabbi Meir and Acher, and Rabbi Meir was learning from Acher, and he wanted Acher to be Chozer B'tshuva, so he schlepped him from shul to shul and Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash to try to convince him, and they kept going over to a Tinok, a young student, and saying to him, Sokli Psukeh, right? Tell me what Pasuk you're up to, which in those days was some type of a Goral, some type of a little bit of a Ruach HaKodesh, that whatever Pasuk the kid would say to you, so that would have some indication of what your situation should be. And every single time, the kid would say something based on that seemed to indicate that Acher would not be Chozer B'tshuva, and he should not be Chozer B'tshuva. So we left off about five lines in, and we're up where the Hagos HaBach has an Aleph. So it's five lines in, Hagos HaBach's Aleph. And it says, Labasra, to the last kid, the 13th kid, Amar Leh, so Acher said to him, Sokli Psukeh, tell me your Pasuk, Amar Leh. So the kid said, Vila Rasha, Amar Elohim, Malucha L'Saper Chukai. And Hashem says to the Rasha, who are you to talk about my laws? Meaning, how dare you learn Torah? Ahu Yenuka Havim Gam Gam Belishne. But the kid was stuttering a little bit, and Ishtama Kamada Amarle Ula Elisha Amar Elokim, meaning it's, instead of saying Ula Rasha, sounded almost like he said Ula Elisha, so he was actually personalizing it to Elisha ben Avuya. Igada Amre. So some explain the following extent to the story. Sakina Haba Bahade Vekare, that Acher had a knife on him, and he tore up the kid. Vishadri leklesar beit knishta, and he cut him up and sent him to all 13 of the shuls. I mean, he was so offended by what had happened, he killed the kid, and he deposited parts of him in all 13 of these shuls. Not that he actually did it, but he said to the kid, "I'm so angry at you. If I had a knife, I would kill you." Kinoch nafshei da'acher. The Gemara continues that when Acher died, Amri, it said in Shemayim, lo meidan Ledaine, right? Let's not judge him in Gehenna, but let's also not bring him into Gan Eden. Let's not bring him into the Olam HaEmes. Oh, Meidu Ledaine Mishum Da'asik Ba'araisa. Don't send him to Gehenna because you learned Torah. But I don't want him to go to Gan Eden because he's also a sinner. Amar Rabbi Meir, Mutav de Ledaine V'Leisi La'amad Da'asi. Right? And Rabbi Meir said, no, it's better that he be judged in Gehenna on his evil deeds so that he can be punished for those. And in the end, he can make it for his good deeds in Gan Eden. Masai almost, when I'm going to die, the Ashan Mikivro. And then there's going to be smoke rising from Acher's grave. Meaning, Rabbi Meir wanted to show that Acher should be in Gehenna. That way he can eventually make it out of there and go to Gan Eden. And you're going to see the siman that he's burning in Gehenna. When I die, I'm going to go up to the Beis in Shalmala and request that he go to Gehenna. And you'll see the smoke burning from his kever. Kinach nashid Rav Meir salik kutra mikivrei da'acher. And that's exactly what happened. Rav Meir died. There was smoke coming out from the kever of Acher. So a number of generations later, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan commented about this. Vurasa lemikla rabbe. Right, so he says that this is not a sign of vura to burn your Rebbe. He says it wasn't a sign that Rebbe Meir did a good thing. Basically, Rebbe Yochanan is saying he shouldn't have sent his Rebbe to Gehenna. He should have sent him straight to Gan Eden. So here there's a change from the Bach. He just adds the word benura in fire. He burned them in fire. So he says chad hava beinana. There was one Talmud that we had who went with Tarbus Ra, and I couldn't. None of us could save him, meaning he did Averis in this world, and we couldn't convince him to do tshuva. So Enoch de Biyad, man mir mile, right? So he says, if I took him by the hand, meaning if I went up to Shemayim and I took him by the hand and I schlepped him into Gan Eden, who would say a word to me? So man Omar, who would? I'm sorry, man mir mile, man Omar, who? Nobody would complain. Nobody would say anything. So So I can't wait till when I die, I'm going to extinguish the fire from the caver of Acher, meaning I'm going to get him out of Gehen. Kinach nashe de Rabbi Yochanan pasak kutra mikivre da Acher. And when Rabbi Yochanan died, that's exactly what happened. The smoke stopped coming up from the caver of Acher. Pasak alei alusav dana, And the person who was giving the hesped said about Rabbi Yochanan, "Afilu shomer haPesach lo amad lefanav lefanecha Rabbeinu." Right, so he says, our Rebbe, even the gatekeeper in Gan Eden or Gehenim couldn't stand up to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan got what he wanted, no matter what. Okay, so next the Gemara tells a story of the daughter of Acher. Bito shel Acher, Isia lekamei the Rebbe. So the daughter of Acher came to Rebbe, who was in charge of the tzedakah. Amar le, Rebbe parnasin. She said, "I need a parnasa from tzedakah." Amar la. So Rebbe said to him, Basmiyat, whose daughter are you? Amar lo, Bito shel Acher ani, I'm the daughter of Acher. Amar lo, v'chi adayin yesh mizar ba'olam. Does he still have children in this world? V'haksiv, quotes the pasuk, lo nin v'lo neched ba'amo, v'ein sarid b'megurav. So he says that, basically saying that Rishayim are not supposed to have any kind of progeny that to leave behind in this world. So Amar lo, Zachor the Torosa of Altiskar Maisa. He says, "No, why don't you just pay attention to the learning that he did, and don't pay attention to the averus that he did." Yad Yorda Eish V'Sichsecha Sasalo Shel Rebbe. Right. So immediately a fire came down and it singed the bench that Rebbe was sitting on to show the koach of the Torah of Acher was so great. Bach of Amar Rebbe. Rebbe cried and he said, "U Ma Lemizganin Ba Kach." If this is what happens to people who disgrace the Torah, even though they learn it, and still their fire comes down from Shemayim to defend them. So the people who glorify the Torah, who learn the Torah and they keep it properly, how much more so do they get reward properly? Next, the Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Meir, how did Rabbi Meir learn from Acher? Hamar Rabba Bar Bar Hanan Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rabbi Bar Chana say in Rabbi Yochanan, "My dechsev kisev sekoin yishmeru das v'sora yivashu mipiyu kimalach Hashem tzvakosu"? So the pasuk says that you should request Torah from his mouth. Why? Because he is a malach. Meaning, it's not saying you dafka should learn from a malach. How do we darshan it? Im domeh harav l'malach Hashem tzvakos yivashu Torah mipiyu v'im lav al yivashu Torah mipiyu. If your Rebbe is apparent, appears in your eyes like a malach, meaning he's a great tzaddik, so then you should request Torah from his mouth. But if he doesn't, if you know that he's not a tzaddik, he's a rasha, you certainly should not request Torah from his mouth. So how was Rabbi Meir permitted to learn from Elisha ben Avuya? So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish answers, Rabbi Meir, kra ashchi v'darash. Rabbi Meir had a different pasuk that he darshan. Hat aznecha ushma divrei chachamim v'libcha tashis l'da'ati. Right? So he says that, basically turn your ear in and listen to the words of the Chachamim, and your heart will basically pay attention or will be swayed for my knowledge. L'da'atam lo nemer elo l'da'ati. Right? It doesn't say the das, their das, meaning the das of the Chachamim who are saying over the Torah, rather the das of Hashem, that you'll accept the correct pshat in the Torah, but you won't accept what the rabbi who's giving you the Torah will say. Rav Chanina amar mehacha. Rav Chanina says a slightly different passage. Shimi bas uri'i v'ati aznecha v'shikhi ameich uvas avicha. Right, so basically it's saying that listen, daughter, and see, and turn your ear to listen, and forget your nation and the house of your father. So what was he understanding it over there? He was saying, listen to the words of the Torah of the Rebbe, but forget parts of his evil deeds that he is that he's showing you. So the Gemara asks, kashu kray adadi. So we have a kasha over here, meaning on one hand we're saying that you can only learn from a Rebbe who's a great tzaddik. On the other hand, we're saying that you can learn from anybody as long as you only take the good. So lo kasha. The Gemara answers, not a kasha. Ha begadol, ha bekatan. If you're an adam gadol, then you're able to pull it off, so you can learn from a Rebbe whose meisim don't match his teachings. But if you're a katan and you can't pull it off, then you can only learn from Malach Hashem Tzvachos. He also, Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came and he said, Amir B'ma Rav, Rav Meir, Achol Tachla Ushka Shichla Levara. So the saying was in Eretz Yisrael that Rabbi Meir, when he would learn from Acher, he would eat the date and he would throw away the pit. He was able to take the good and throw away the bad. And in the same way, Rav Darshan the following, Darash Rav Amay Dechsev El Ginas Egos Yeradati Leros Be'ibe Hanachal. Right, so he says that I went to the Ginas Egos to see the way things are flowing down the river. Lama nimshu tamin chacham le'egos. So why do we call the chachamim? We call them, they went to the Beis Medrash, the Ginas Egos. Why are they called an Egos? Lama lachal ma Egos ze afal pishem luchlok b'tiru b'tzoa ein mashe b'tocho nema. So just like a nut, the hard shell on the outside of a nut can be completely disgusting and dirty, but nevertheless, it doesn't affect what is inside. But a Talmud Chacham, like the nut, even though on the outside he can be terribly disgusting, doing averos, his Torah is not necessarily disgusting and rejected. Ashkei Rabbi Bar Shila Leliyo. So Rabbi Bar Shila found Eliyo and Navi Amrale, and he asked him, "Michael Aver Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So it's always a good question to ask Eliyo and Navi. What is Hashem doing right now? So Amrale, so Eliyo and Navi answered him back. Amr Shmaytu Mipumayu the Kulu Rabban. Mipumay the Rabbi Meir Lokamer. He's quoting all of the rabbis in a particular sugya, but he's not quoting Rabbi Meir. Amrale, why not? Because Rabbi Meir learned, I assume it means in this particular sugya, but maybe not, maybe it means in general, that Rabbi Meir learned the sugya from the mouth of Acher. So Amalei, so Rabbi Bar Shila said to him, Rabbi Amai, Rabbi Meir, Rimon Matzah, Tochel Achol Klipasu Zarak, but didn't we, why is this so? Rabbi Meir found the pomegranate and he was able to eat the good parts and throw away the shells. So Amalei, so Eliyahu HaNavi said back, Hashta. So now that you said this, Ka'amar, right? So now Hashem is accepting your defense of Rabbi Meir, and Hashem is now also quoting Rabbi Meir. So great job. And it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Rabbi Meir's way of doing things. So too it says, Meir bin, and this is what God is saying, Meir bin Yomer bizman sha'adam mitzdar shchina ma'aloshin omeris. So my son Meir says that when a person is in pain, that what does the Shechina say? Kalni meroshi. So it's also like I have a headache, meaning it's like when a person is in pain, so too the Shechina's kaviyachol in pain, right? Kalni mizroi, or my arm hurts me. So imkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzdar al daman shel rishayim kal vachomer al daman shel tzadikim shenishbach. So if this is how Hashem feels about the pain of Rishayim, so how much more so on the blood of Tzadikim that is spilled, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though sometimes he allows the blood of Tzadikim to be spilled, it doesn't mean that it's easy for him. He feels great pain in this area somehow. And this is this idea going further about Talmidei Chachamim that who became Rishayim. So the Gemara tells the following story. Ashkechei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda the Tali be'ibra the Dasha be'kabachi. So Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda, his student, who was leaning on the doorpost, on the door knocker, and he was crying. Amalei, so he said to him, Shinina, right? That was sharp one. That's how Shmuel used to call people he liked. My kabachis, why are you crying? Amalei, so he said back to him, Mi zutra mai dechsiv buhu rabbanon. Is it a small thing that which the rabbanon write about a Talmud Chacham who becomes a rasha? Ayei sofer, ayei shokel, ayei sofer es hamigdalim. Where is this great person who used to do all these great things? So, and this is how we darshan each part of the sky. Yay, sofer, where is the scribe? Shahayu sofrim kol osya shebet Torah. That he used to be able to write down and darshan every single letter why it's in the Torah. Ayay shokel, where is the collector? Shahayu shoklin kal machamura shebet Torah. He would collect all of the light things and the harsh things in the Torah and know every single thing, what category it fit into. Ayay sofer es hamigdalim, who is the person who counts the tower. Shahayu shonim shelosh meos halachos b'migdal aporeach ba'avir. That he could have learned 300 halachos on the very complicated topic in Tumah and Tahara about a migdal that's flying in the air. Now, it doesn't mean literally flying in the air. It means like one of those boxes that used to carry people around in. V'amar Rabbi Ami, t'las ma'av bo'iye bo doeg ba'achi tofel v'migdal ha'porech ba'avir. There were 300 sveikos that Doeg and Achitofel asked, and they have these kashas that they asked, and the shilas that they didn't have answers to, in this sugya. And then Doeg and Achitofel were both not known for their tzidkus, they were known for their greatness in learning. Utnan, Shlosha, Malachim, Varba, Hedyot, Seinlam, Chelikol, Amaba. And they are on the list of the four non-kings in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin who don't have a Chelikol, Amaba. So yet they were able to learn so much Torah and they had so much chachma wisdom, and yet they didn't even make it into Olam Haba. Anan, Matei Alan. What chance do we have? We're never going to make it in if they couldn't make it in. So Amalei Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, no, sharp one. Tina Haisa Belivam. They always had something wrong with them. Meaning, don't think that you're going to go off the derech just because you're not as great in learning as they are and they went off the derech. They had something wrong with them in their hearts the entire time that they were learning from start to finish. And that's why it eventually showed up on the outside. So Acher Mai, so what was wrong with Acher? Zemer Yevani lo pasach mipumi. He never stopped singing the Greek songs. He was constantly singing Greek songs, and these were, you know, very bad Avodah Zarah songs. And that's what eventually led him off. So Amar Olav al Acher, they said about Acher. Now once we're piling on what was wrong with him to start, so we're going to continue. B'shal shahaya omer the Beis Hamedrash har be'sifrei minim nosher mecheiko. When he would get up to walk out of the Beis Medrash, so he would have a lot of apikorsish books that were sitting on his lap, and all these heretical books would fall off, when, you know, to show he was like, you know, the Lahavdil, the kid, you know, who's got the comic book inside of the Gemara. So he had, obviously, he was doing it intellectually, not a comic book. These are very heavy duty books, but nevertheless, these are heretical books that did not belong in the Beis Medrash, and he was studying them along with his Torah. Shal Nemos Hagardi, right, asked Rabbi Meir. So Nemos, the weaver, asked Rabbi Meir the following question as a mashal. Kol Amar Denachis Leyorik Solik. Every time you have wool that goes, goes into the pot where you're going to dye it. So you boil it up in order to collect the, the dye. So it would hold fast to the wool. So would it hold or would it not hold? Meaning, if you learn Torah, so does it work? Does the Torah stick to you or not? Does it have an effect on your character or not? So Amar Leira, Meir says, Kol manda havanaki agav. It's only if the wool is clean when you put it in the pot, so then solik, then the dye is going to hold fast. Meaning, if you have good character, called the yolo, I'm sorry, let's finish up. Called the lo hava naki agav ime lo solik. But if you don't have a clean wool, if it's dirty to start with, then the dye is not going to hold to it. So he's saying also, when you learn Torah, if you don't have midos tovos to start with, then the Torah is not going to affect you in the way it's supposed to, and that's really what happened to Acher. All right, we'll hold over here at the bottom of Tesvav on the base.